Hello, girls and boys. Today we're going to make music.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Bobby Womack and Bill Withers joining him with the song It's All Over Now here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. We listen to songs from the point of view of a musician, which is what I am as a professional, and that's the way we do it here. Every week has a theme, and this one is a retrospective on a big one in the pantheon of music makers in our generation, Bobby Womack, who died last Friday. I think he was 70 years old. That last song, Bill Withers joined him on that. He sounded great too. Now, some of you might think that was a Rolling Stones song, and it was, but they were covering Bobby Womack's song. Bobby Womack wrote that song, It's All Over Now. Robert Dwayne Bobby Womack was born in 1944, March 4th, and died on June 27, 2014. He was an American singer, songwriter, and musician, an active recording artist since the early 1960s, when he started his career as the lead singer of his family musical group, the Valentinos, and as Sam Cooke's backing guitarist. Womack's career spanned more than 50 years and spanned a repertoire in the styles of R&B, soul, rock and roll, doo-wop, gospel, and country. He was born and raised in Cleveland. His mother was an organist, his father was a minister, and he started out with his family in a gospel group. And in the gospel group, even though his brother Curtis sang lead, Bobby was allowed to sing alongside him, showcasing his gruff baritone vocals in contrast to his older brother's smoother tenor. During performances, Bobby would sometimes imitate the role of a preacher, which later became his nickname, The Preacher. He was known as The Preacher. Sam Cooke discovered the group performing while he was still in the Soul Stirrers in 1956 and began mentoring the boys, promising them that he would help with their careers once he established himself. Within 4 years, Cook had formed SAR Records and signed the quintet to the label. Changing their name to the Valentinos, Cook produced and arranged the group's first hit single, Looking for a Love, which was a pop version of a gospel song they had recorded, titled Couldn't Hear Nobody Pray. The song became an R&B hit and helped land the group an opening spot for James Brown's tour. The group's next hit came in 1964 with It's All Over Now, and their version was rising on the charts when the Rolling Stones covered it. The Valentinos' career was left shaky after Sam Cooke was shot and killed in a Los Angeles motel. Devastated by the news, the brothers disbanded and SAR Records folded. And then he went on to his solo career. So we're going to listen to some more of the great Bobby Womack tonight. And the first one I'm going to play is, if you follow the show, you know that I like interesting covers of original songs. And this one, he is Bobby Womack's version of Fire and Rain, the James Taylor song. And that song's been covered to death, so that I don't even want to listen to it anymore. It's a good song, but Mustang Sally is a good song too, but I just don't want to hear it, because it's been overdone and everybody does it, and and I feel sort of the same way about Fire and Rain, as good as it is. But I'll make an exception in this case, because he changes it and turns it into a sweet soul ballad. He really brings the feeling to it. He understands where the song is coming from. It's about loss. It's about the death of someone that's close to you. I always thought that I would see you again. You know, that's one of the genius of James Taylor's writing. He doesn't sing, you're dead and you died. No, he doesn't say the word death. He says, I always thought I'd see you again. So he lets you, the listener, understand without saying it. That's what good poetry is, to say it without saying it. So let's listen to Bobby Womack's version of James Taylor's Fire and Rain here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
You know, everybody's got their own way of doing anything. Like, you take this particular song, for instance. It's been done by many, but I gotta do it my way. It says simply, just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans are made, put an end to you. I woke up this morning, I wrote down this song, but I can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire, Lord, I've seen rain. I sing sunny days, well, never end. Well, I do. I sing lonely times when I could not find a friend. But in my mind, I always thought I'd see you again, again, again. See you again. I want you to look down upon the Jesus. You got to help me make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day, another day. My body's aching, but I realize that my time is ahead. And I don't believe I can make it. No, I'm away. That's why I said, I seen fire, Lord knows I've seen rain. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blow, turn your head around. Well, it's always time when on the telephone lines, talking about things to come. But sweet dreams, fine machines, pieces all over the ground. Simply because I thought I'd always see you again.
Bobby Womack here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing James Taylor's song Fire and Rain, where this is a retrospective on the great man's music. He left us just a few days ago on Friday. And I thought I'd do these songs back to back because the next song we're going to do is one of Bobby's called Woman's Gotta Have It, which he released in 1972. And I just thought it was kind of cool because James Taylor covered this one. But we're going to listen to the original version, Bobby Womack's version. And this is the thing about, they called him the preacher. The thing about, they might have called him the communicator or the advisor. He if you read his biography, he had a pretty complicated love life, you know, relationships and marriages and divorces, and he was a soldier out there in the world of relationships and women. It's it is something that he had something to say about, and he tried to connect with people. He wanted to talk to. He brought his experience to it. How well he lived up to it himself, his own advice, that's another topic. But he had common sense advice in this song for a man in a relationship with a woman, and it's you're never too old to make a wrong move with your woman. That's something I can attest to, and you're never too old to shut up and listen to some good advice. And he's got some right here. This is Bobby Womack doing his song Woman's Gotta Have It here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have our tendencies, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together.
Yeah.
Listen to me now. Do the things that keeps a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better every day. Man, you got to stay on your P's and Q's. If you don't, the woman you can easily lose. Gotta have it, I believe.
closer, you might find a tear trace. Maybe the girl might never say a bubble in words, but you gotta make sure that her voice is heard. Oh, I had a love, a true love, and I lost it. I'm suffering all this pain that love caused me. All a woman got to have, you gotta give it to her.
Bobby Womack here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing his song, A Woman's Gotta Have It. That's right. Annie, I'm sorry, baby. I love you. This next song is called I'm a Midnight Mover. Now, I was very familiar with this song because I'm a huge Wilson Pickett fan, and Wilson Pickett did this song. I was under the misimpression for a while that it was his song. He heard it, and it was right down his alley. I mean, it is right down his alley. He didn't change it much either. He did it pretty much the same way that Bobby does, which is interesting. But he did. You know, Wilson is just great. The chorus is every time he goes, "I'm a midnight moon, doom, bum, bum, bum." You got this descending bass line, and it's descending on upbeats. So it's one, two, three, four, Every time he does that, I'm a whatever. Those are all upbeats, the and of one, and of two. So it's one, two, three, four, one, and two, whack, okay? It's a lot of fun, and it's just a fun song about a young man who's ready to go. Here's Bobby Womack doing his song, I'm a Midnight Mover, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Bobby Womack doing I'm a Midnight Mover here on KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. And I'm looking out at the Pacific Coast Highway here in Laguna Beach, California. This traffic is sparse this time of night. It's getting thinner and thinner. And I have the broad, dark Pacific Ocean at my back. Let's move along. We're listening to Bobby Womack. We lost a big one. It reminds me of that movie. Kirk Douglas. Lonely Are the Brave. Lonely Are the Brave. He breaks into jail to break out a friend, and he gets beaten up by a sadistic guard played by George Kennedy. And later on, he spits a molar out into the sink. You hear it clink around in the sink. And he goes, because he got punched up in the face, you know, and he says to himself, I hate to lose those big ones. Yeah, well, so do I. So don't we all. We hate to lose those big ones, and we just did. Goodbye, Bobby. Well, Mac, thank you for your great music. This next song is called Where Do We Go From Here? It's about a relationship again. And he just asked the question. Everything's fine in the relationship, as far as I can tell from listening to it. He just complains toward the end a little bit that she vexes him somewhat now and then. And he just has the open question, where do we go from here? But it's a great song. The bass player alternates between slap and pop. If you listen to the podcast, you remember the bass player. The slap part is where he strikes the strings with his thumb, and the pop is where he pulls the string with his index finger or middle finger, pulls it and lets it go. So it pops against the, smacks against the fretboard, slap and pop, a la Larry Graham and Bootsy. This bass player alternates between slap and pop and regular playing with his fingers. And this is some great singing on Womack's part. The chorus is very gospel-y. He's got the background singers. They come in like a gospel choir, but they're just background singers. And they sing the title, Where Do We Go From Here? And it's a call and response. He responds to them. Great drumming. Let's listen to Bobby Womack doing his song, Where Do We Go From Here? On KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Two shining stars came together. Seemed like it was only yesterday. We were only twinkles in some far galaxy. And oh, one silent night, a guiding light brought your love to me. Brought your love to me. All this ecstasy for all eternity. A burning flame melted our two hearts into one. A minute. You see, we've been together too long, babe.
to Mars, where children play and live on candy bars, where spirit souls run free. There's no night or day, and all is harmony. That burning desire would always be a part of me. It brought us to this, and oh baby, this is our final destiny. No one, oh no. A burning desire. All you can ever do is take us. Let me talk a while. You see, baby, I'm sort of confused. You see, I've been on the mountaintop. And you see, I knew one day my choice would come around. Excuse me while I take my time and sing this song. Now tell me, where do we go?
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
See, baby, I'm just so tired of going through changes. I'm tired of you building me up just to let me down. Make up your mind. Oh, I'd like to know.
Bobby Womack here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, singing his song, Where Do We Go From Here, here in this Bobby Womack retrospective. The next song is called Across 110th Street. He's talking about 110th Street in Manhattan. 110th Street is the informal southern border of Harlem. When you're going uptown, when you get to 110th, give or take, 105th to 115th, somewhere on there, you are crossing over into Harlem. That's mostly on the west side. On the east side, you're crossing over into Spanish Harlem on around 96th. That's a pretty stark border right there. But back here on the west side, it's 110th, and there was a movie made in 1972 called Across 110th Street, and it was an American crime drama starring Anthony Quinn and Yaphet Kotto and Anthony Franciosa, and directed by Barry Scheer, and commonly associated with the blaxploitation genre at the time. And it has received considerable critical praise for surpassing the limitations of that genre. And this critically praised title song by Womack and J.J. Johnson was a hit on the Black Singles Chart in 1973. And it got a shot of adrenaline when it was featured in Quentin Tarantino's 1997 blaxploitation homage, Jackie Brown. He says in the song, "You don't know what you'll do until you're put under pressure." He says something like that. Ain't that the truth? And he says, "The ghetto is a hell of a tester." Womack is always trying to get across. He's always trying to talk to you. He's trying to connect. It has kind of a strange sort of ending. It changes key and sort of fades. It has this long fade. But when you think it's probably the opening song of the movie, it's probably the end of the credit roll, the title track, and then the scene, opening scene, and the music sort of fades out. So it makes sense when you listen to it that way. Here's Bobby Womack doing Across 110th Street here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you're put under pressure. Across 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Shooting that dope man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across 110th Street. Yeah.
Bobby Womack doing his song Across 110th Street here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy. And this episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack is dedicated to Bobby Womack. This next song is called If You Want My Love, Put Something Down on It. He's back to talking about relationships here. He speaks to the risk of love. He says it's in your heart, not your mind. It's rough out there. You get hurt. But if you want to be in love, you have to put it out there. Being in love takes guts. You just got to put your heart out there. And it's risky. And you can and will get hurt. That's the nature of the beast. If you want to be in love and you want to be in a relationship, that's what you have to do. You got to, as he says, put something down on it. You got to invest. So that's what he's saying in this 1975 song. Bobby Womack doing his song, If You Want My Love, Put Something Down on It, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Lord and Lord. You know, on my side of the town, when a person wanted something, they had to put it in the will call. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. And that same thing applies to anyone that's looking for love. And that's why I'm telling you. I say, if you want my love, baby, put something down on it. I know you're sad and you're lonely, but you can use a little time on it by putting something down on it. I can tell by the look in your eye you've been hurt by love before, but that's the price you have to pay. Sometimes life is hard and rough, but you can't give up, you can't give up, you can't give up. So if you want this love I'm giving, honey, you gotta put something down on it, put something down on it. I know you're sad and you got to be lonely. Spend a little time on it, spend a little time on it, put something down on it. Sometimes temptation is just a little too much. And with a touch of love, how can you give up? Yeah. You see, the road of life is hard and rough. You might give in sometime, but you can't give up. Be with me, girl, when my chips are down. Cross them all, the whole thing can turn around. I can remember you were there when the chips were down, when the chips were down. Oh, if you want my love, honey, put something down on it, put something down on it, spend a little time on it. Oh, you gotta do, girl. I like what you do to me, girl. Oh, yeah. Put something down. Put something down. All you gotta do is put something down. Baby.
Whoa. Bobby Womack here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing his song, Put Something Down on It. This next song was written by Jim Ford And it was said to be written for Bobby's happy-go-lucky bass-playing brother, Harry, who was killed by his girlfriend. But there seems to be some dispute about that. His brother was would say to him, Bobby, that he Bobby was in it for the money, but he didn't care. He just wanted to float through life and be happy. He'd be happy without any money, and that put Ford in the mind of thinking about somebody who's just happy off the grid, like somebody, you know, you've heard of people who are homeless and they prefer it that way. They're happy just bedding out under the stars, and that's the way they like it. So this is an affectionate look at someone who's happy to be off the grid, a street person who prefers it that way. It's called a hairy hippie. Now, that's not hairy like a lot of hair. Bobby's brother's name was Harry. People thought it was about his brother, and he kept doing the song after his brother was dead, as sort of an homage. It is said, but there's, like I said, there's some dispute about that. It's unclear. I couldn't really straighten it out. There's a banjo way early. It's way in the back, like in the first part of the song, and then you don't hear it anymore. It's weird. So this is Bobby Womack doing Hairy Hippie here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Everybody claims that they want the best things out of life. But not everyone, want to go through the toils and strife. Like this particular fella walks around all day long saying, shine on. Lies asleep in the shade. Life don't bug him, cause he thinks he's got it made. He never worried about nothing in particular. Ooh, he might even sell Free Press on Sunset. I'd like to help a man when he's down, but I can't help him much when he's sleeping on the ground. It's like a bottle in water, and he's just float through life. Walks around all day long singing the song. Oh, 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 yeah. Mary Hippie, pennies just to feed Harry's baby. She can lie down a story so incredible. Man, you wanna help her take the food home and put it on the table. I'd like to help a man when he's down, but I can't help you, Harry, if you wanna sleep on the ground. Sorry, Harry, oh, you're too much weight to carry around. But he still walks around all day long singing this song. Sha-da-da, sha-da-da-na-na, sha-da-da-na-na. Tell me, where will you be going? But oh, man, when he gets his horn and starts blowing, will you hang around L.A. or hitch a ride on a freeway? Meet an old familiar face at a new place. I'd like to help a man when he's down, but how can I help him if he's somewhere out of town? Sorry, Harry, I think I'm gonna put you down. Sha-da-da, sha-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
Everybody help me sing the song.
Bobby Womack here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing Harry Hippy. This next one is Looking for a Love. A lot of people might still think this is a Jay Giles Band song with Peter Wolf singing. Nope. Well, they did the song, but it's a Bobby Womack song. This one just makes me happy. It just feels great. Let's dig it. Here is Bobby Womack doing Looking for a Love here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Bobby Womack doing the Jay Giles song that Bobby Womack wrote here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We've got time for one more. This is called That's Where It's At, and this is a sweet, sweet soul song. He's talking about when you're slow dancing with the one you love, and that's the payoff right there, man. You know, that moment when you're slow dancing with the woman you love, with the one you love, that's it. That's it. That moment, it's all right there. Hold on, man. Hold on to the one you love. Hold on to it. Yeah. Bobby Womack doing his song, That's Where It's At, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
You know, some people like music. They seem to like it fast. But every now and then, I wanna hold someone real close to slow drag. Ha ha. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And it takes a special kind of song to do that. And I'd like to do it for you right now. Say, lights turn way down low. Music soft and slow. No!
That's Bobby Womack doing his song, That's Where It's At. Grammar notwithstanding, here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. You've been listening to the Bobby Womack retrospective episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned for Meeks and his great show, Big Sonic Experience. And thanks a lot for listening, and good night.
Ah! Hey! Tell me what you're gonna do about that. Tell me what you're gonna do. I got to know about that. Did you love the real? Do you know how I feel? Tell me what you're gonna do. Yeah, about that. I got ants in my pants and I need to dance. Come on now.